It's official. Oklahoma has a budget for next fiscal year. State lawmakers are working on a way to sustain the 988 crisis line. And hear from the Navy diver who met the Artemis II astronauts in the ocean. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, April 16th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Governor Kevin Stitt has signed Oklahoma's budget agreement for the next fiscal year. Abigail Sikowski has details.
Stitt signed the bill on Wednesday, according to a press release sent Thursday. The total comes in at $12.8 billion, which is an increase from last year, but not as much money as state agencies requested. The budget includes a variety of big-ticket items, like Medicaid expenses and capital improvements. The state is also expecting increased costs associated with food assistance programs after changes made in the federal One Big Beautiful Bill Act. State Republicans see the budget as a success, pointing to increased revenue despite tax cuts, but Democrats have said they felt left out of the budget process. In Oklahoma City, I'm Abigail Sikowski.
Oklahoma's temporary ban on cell phones at schools is one step closer to becoming permanent. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more on a bill that advanced from the Senate Wednesday.
Last year, Senate Bill 139 from Claremore Republican Ali Seyfried required local school boards to adopt a policy prohibiting students from cell phone use on campus during the school day. In that bill, districts were allowed to choose whether to continue the ban. Now, a recently amended House Bill 1276 would instead make the ban permanent. Duncan Republican Senator Spencer Kern says he voted against the ban last year, but has changed his mind.
I got to see it firsthand at lunch that children were playing with each other, playing cards. They were talking to each other. They were engaging. They weren't walking with their heads down in the halls.
The bill now heads to the House. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Oklahoma's mental health crisis hotline could continue operating for another year under the state's budget deal. Sierra Pfeiffer reports.
Lawmakers are proposing nearly $6 million in state funding be used to support Oklahoma's suicide and crisis hotline. Last year, the hotline received nearly 64,000 calls, texts, and chats, and federal funds that currently make up a portion of the hotline's annual cost will expire in September, and lawmakers are seeking to fill the gap. Two bills moving through the legislature also aim to create a dedicated revolving fund to sustain and expand 988 services in the future. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
A Navy diver from Oklahoma made cosmic history last week when he welcomed the Artemis II astronauts back to Earth. Angel Ford reports.
Senior Chief Hospital Corpsman Lanny Aldridge is a native Oklahoman who made first contact with the Orion capsule when it splashed down. As a member of the dive medical team, Aldridge got inside, performed initial assessments of the crew, and helped them back to land. He said he never expected to be part of anything this big.
I'm extremely humbled to even be a part of this. I'm super proud to be an Oklahoman.
Aldridge described a series of unforgettable moments: prepping the boats, launching from the USS John P. Murtha, and waiting for hours on standby. Having grown up in Cushing, Aldridge said he credits his family for instilling in him the work ethic that got him this far. Aldridge is currently stationed in San Diego, California. In Tulsa, I'm Angel Ford.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.